Nick's actually been on more episodes of Bill and Ted.
Way more.
Dude, I've like, been on like two or three. I named it and kind of hung out for a little while, and then I drop by everyone once in a while, but not nearly as much as Nick does.
You don't do the work, and you get the map. Fuck it.
I would bet that you and Jay are probably tied for how many episodes of Own and Brews you're on.
That's actually probably pretty accurate.
You're probably right, man.
I could probably get Ralph actually on another one, and you guys would tie.
Oh my god!
I gotta get on one of these days. I started listening to Thrawn.
Oh,
good. Digging it.
I was curious as to what you've been talking to. Thrawn?
Dude, I fucking love Thrawn, actually. I have a newfound respect for the character
after
learning his story. He's awesome. Anyways.
He is.
It's Dave's favorite character.
That would make sense. He is a betrayer and backstabber.
What's the title? This has to be have something with Dave in it.
I have just F Dave written down in all caps.
You guys know we're recording the after.
Yeah. Oh, are we?
Oh, yeah. I already hit record.
He snuck it in there. I saw him write it. I saw a little spinning saying, like, Matt has now started recording. I'm like, that's how he's going to play it.
Oh, I see it. It's got REC in the corner with red.
Yeah. That means it's recording.
Well, you know what? A producer should say, hey, we're recording now. Welcome to the Ramblecast After Dark extended version.
Oh, thanks for the intro there, Jack.
Well, that's what a producer
A little
does.
Late, though.
Well, I didn't know what we were doing. I thought we were still bashing Dave.
God. I'm curious with this. New system here. It looks like I can just jump into record and stop record. So,
well, you know what? I'm gonna check into G Sweetie. Look, seriously, I spent like 20 minutes trying to. I go, what the fuck is Matt talking about? I can't find it. So I kept putting in sweet, like sweet candy. Okay,
dude, Jack totally did a Google search for the G spot.
You know?
It doesn't exist.
Well, obviously, I've never found it, but anyway.
Google keeps saying, did you mean G spot?
Yeah. Google finally said, just shut the fuck up, man.
Jack's like, no.
You know what? If someone would send me a map to the G-spot, maybe I would not.
It doesn't exist. It's always moving. It's like you can never get to Narnia the same way twice. You know what I mean?
Oh, my Christ.
It's what I've learned. So I'm passing it on to you in this extended.
All right. So. All right. Okay. Anyway.
I have to say, we've gotten through an entire full episode, and now we're well into the after episode.
Well, last week the after episode was longer than the regular one.
It was.
Okay, what were you going to say, Chris?
So, we got through an entire regular episode, and we're well into the after episode, and we have had zero technical difficulties.
That's true.
That is
zero.
That is true.
No jumping or Matt headroom up here on the top shelf. You know,
how sweet is that?
I'll tell you, my microphone. I did get a new cable for my microphones. So I think that's helping out.
That fucking time.
Matt rubs his nipples at least once every 10 minutes, which is good.
Nick's still pouting.
Nick is still fucking pissed.
Oh my god!
this is a good review for the G spot.
Yeah, so far so good.
I'm gonna look. I think I'm gonna push the G spot next. What happened? We lost.
Oh,
wait.
That was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
how'd you do that?
You just want
to? Oh, you shut the camera off.
No, I hit the back button in the.
Oh, I see. You just want to change positions.
Ah. Chris likes it on top.
Again, you're on top now instead of on the side.
Hey.
Oh my god. So Cindy goes, what did you guys talk about? I don't know. She goes, you were laughing a lot. I go, I don't know.
I feel like we're the Brady Bunch.
Yeah,
I know. This is just all stacked.
Yeah. Right now, who's right here? You're Mike Brady.
Who's right here?
You're
Matt is there for me.
Who's right here for me? Hi, Matt.
No, right here, Matt is Jan.
Matt, you gotta look up. You gotta look up, Matt, and look.
So Chris is on top. Chris is on top for me, and then Jack's to my left, and Matt's to my right.
Well, see, so, Chris is Mike Brady. Uh-huh. Matt is Jan Brady, and you're Peter Brady.
So the thing about a podcast is that no one has any fucking idea what we're doing right now.
That's the way we became
an audio podcast, not a
video. The Rebel Cast.
And then pops Alice.
Let me show you the G spot.
Oh, Mike! Oh, that was Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke. Anyway,
well, I hope this all works out. So
so far I got to give you credit, Matt, for doing this.
Well, yeah, this fingers crossed.
You know what, Matt? So. You've earned a map.
Thanks. I was actually thinking that I was just earning all of that buku patron money that
it's amazing.
So
to buku.
To buku, right?
You want that patron money paid for today?
A map.
Trips to two different dispensaries.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Cindy and I are trying to figure out how we can drive up to, because I guess in Washington, you have to, there's no dispensaries. You have to actually meet the person at a car or something like that.
Washington, yeah, it's called a drug deal.
that's what I said. I go, wait a minute, that's just a drug deal. But I guess they don't, I guess you make the appointment and you have to meet him at the car.
I want to talk to Samson.
Now, I've seen The Wire. So I don't know if that's what I'm going to have to do or something like that, but. Because I
wouldn't do that. It would just a terrible idea.
Well, because I had the extra strength ones. I cut them in half because I said I can't handle. And I'm still fucking loopy.
Wait, so this
even half.
These are your gummies, or
no? What? No, these are these little tiny. They're like little tiny. They look like little children's aspirin.
Now what's your dosage on them?
It's like 25 or something.
Oh wow, oh,
shit,
yeah.
Dude, those are fucking gigantic.
I know, but they're little tiny pills. But I chopped them all in half, and I said I took it, and then again, remember I told the story about my mom.
You're like fucking Cinderella. Like well, what are you doing?
Well, I chopped it in half, and
not Cinderella. What the hell am I talking about? What's the other one?
Sleeping Beauty.
Nope.
Alice in Wonderland.
That's the one.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so I you remember I told the story about how my mom, you know, I was kind of tripping on my mom. So I'm texting my mom, wished me a happy birthday, texting back and forth. And so then she decides to call me, and all of a sudden I've only had half of this, and so she's talking to me. I'm still trying to be calm as she's talking to me, but I was just like, how is half a pill fucking me up? So I'm afraid to take them now because I don't want. But my back was so sore on Sunday, I go, can you just take one? Because I was kind of being a dick. To be fair to her, I snapped at her for something.
So
do you not pay attention to life?
Your back wasn't hurting from all that birthday sex?
No, it was not. Happy no birthday to me. No, so anyway.
He was laying cable.
Yeah. I wasn't cleaning the gutters.
Shit.
So anyway, well, actually, I moved something the other day. I picked this thing that was like 30 or 40 pounds. I picked it up, and everyone's like, why would you pick that up? I go, because it was sitting there, and I was tired of looking at it. So it really fucked up my back. So she goes, take one of those pills because you're being a dick. So I took one, but I took half.
Well, shit, Jack, that's still like nearly three times the dose that I would normally take just to sit back and have fun.
Well, yeah, because I was – and then the worst part was I was extremely tired. We had to pick up Zach the next morning. So I said, well, I don't want to go sleep too early because then I'll wake up. So I'm struggling. I'm watching the Padre game. I'm doing all this stuff. I'm struggling. So finally, we go upstairs about 9:30, 10. I go, and I couldn't go to sleep. I laid at like 3 o'clock in the morning going, I can't sleep.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, wow.
Instead of just fucking going to sleep when I was ready to go to sleep.
Yeah. You have like the opposite reaction that if I take something like with 5 THC, I will go to sleep. If I take something, if I take something with 10 to 15, I'm having a good time.
You know, like Jack, the reason I went to two dispensaries today was because all they had was 10, 15, and 25s. I went to another place to get 5s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're so think about cutting them in half again.
Hey, well, just buy fives.
Well, I don't live in a state where it's like modern day. I live in a state where they're still back 1800s.
Well, I'm sure you could probably find
y'all smoking that devil's cigarette.
Drive up the old Massachusetts.
Well, like I said, Washington D.C. is the closest place, and you have to meet someone in a car. That's what my wife said.
That's a terrible idea. I mean, I love fives because you can titrate as much as you want. Like, you can have one, and if you decide that you want to continue the evening, you can have another.
Well, that's what I usually do. I usually get the five, but we're all out of chews. We're out of the chewies. Yeah. These are like tablet form.
I mean, if I wouldn't get arrested, I would mail you some, but that's probably a really bad idea.
Well, if you put them in sunflower seeds, they'll never find them.
So, why is it that we always end up talking about pot drugs on the extended?
The extension, because no one listens to the extension.
This is your brain on drugs.
I am going to go see Blinded by the Light on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
It's the...
The boss.
Yes. Maybe, yeah. Cindy and I, and we're not sitting in the front row like we did for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
So I'll tell you something I forgot about. Remember how I told you, my friends came into town to see the My Morning Jacket show, and you know, they took full advantage of all the stuff they could get. So my oldest friend who's with me bought some stuff that he didn't tell me about. And then as he's flying back, he goes, "Hey, I'm not going to fly back with this stuff. Cause I just don't want to get caught with this." He gives me a Tums, a little, you know, like, ones you buy like at the gas station, like a little Tums thing.
He goes, Mentos?
Yeah, but they're Tums. And he goes, "Don't take these." And I go, "Okay." He goes, "Cause in the center, you'll notice that they're not colored right because it's a lot of acid in every one of them."
Wow. Whoa. It's like an acid cigarette that Brad Pitt.
Yeah, exactly. Brad Pitt. Yeah. And he goes, he goes, "I'm not going to fly with these." He goes, "So just keep them out of kids' way. Keep them out of your dad's way when he comes visit you. I'll get them some other time." I was like, okay. You know, but
I think it was Dennis that sent, put a thing, a happy birthday with like a Mentos cake.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. Because Chris, you're actually the one that you and Dell are the one that made Mentos what it is today.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you think about it, it's you and Warm Chappy.
Yeah.
It's the reason Mentos is considered a drug.
Yep.
The Mentos lore.
Yeah.
Because
Warm Chappy did.
That was a good night.
Yeah, because Warm Chappy was not sharing, but then he goes, "Yeah, I gave it to Chris." His Mentos collection.
And I'll tell you that those Mentos, he gave it. So for those who don't know, it was a Mentos package, like a plastic jar package full of joints. And I totally ripped one of those right before going in to see Thor. I think it was the second Thor.
Oh, Thor, it's a great one.
maybe it was the first one. I can't remember, but I'll tell you whatever it was.
Is there a map of that one?
The movie was awesome.
It definitely was. Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Hey, so speaking of Thor news, are you guys excited about the Natalie Portman news?
Yes, I am.
I thought you were going to talk about Miley Cyrus and.
No.
Okay.
But Natalie Portman picking up the hammer. So.
That was like 3 months ago, wasn't it?
That was announced at Comic Con.
Yeah. I know, but you know, I don't know if we talk.
Nick has a picture of Natalie Portman her holding the hammer.
She's not holding the hammer, Bill. That's what I call it.
I know.
I meant to ask you who took the picture of you and Allison.
I want to say it was a selfie, but she actually might have taken it. I don't remember. Someone might have taken it for us, but I just remember like walking up to her because she was leaving the stage.
Yeah, your picture, please.
No, I just said, "Hey," I was like, "I love you on Mad Men. Hopefully, the good show, you know, the show's like, would you mind if I get a picture?" And she's like, "Sure," you know, and like she seems
excited to take the picture with you.
She with us. I mean, she, you know, she's the kind of person that would send me a poster or a map, you know,
without hesitation,
yeah, because you know she could tell I was excited, you know, and.
Well, I guess you can tell you're excited.
Yeah. Sure. Did you?
Here's a map to my house.
Yeah.
I'm not a serial killer.
I have a friend named Jack. He would love a map to the G spot.
I got a friend named Dan. He might be a serial killer. We don't know.
I don't know.
Oh my god!
But I have a relationship with these three other guys.
Three other guys. Yeah. Here's the story.
A man named Dirty. Anyway.
Actually, well, I would love to meet Natalie Portman. I've been close to her. I never actually met her though. Yeah.
I knew that as I said it. I stood outside her house. I had a map of the stars.
Yeah,
I just rubbed up against her, but other than that, never met her. Formally. Yeah.
You know those guys in the street that sell maps of the stars? Yeah, I got one of those.
I mean, I'd like to meet her since I've smelled her, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like coconut.
Natalie, I made this hair doll for you.
Yeah.
Natalie, why were you in the bad Star Wars movies? Why was that? For real. No. Oh, my God. Okay.
I do love Natalie Portman, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Great actors. Great actors.
Yep. V for Vendetta. That was a great one.
That is an excellent movie. Yes. Mm-hmm. We can all agree on that one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Her first one, Professional's good.
Professional, that's good.
Yeah, too. Professional's good.
What she did with it was a Robin Hood type movie.
Oh, really? You thought that one out?
It's pretty terrible, Natalie. Sorry.
That was bad.
Yeah. That was I got through like half of it, so okay, I can't take it anymore.
What was it?
It was with Jack Black, right?
I think it's her Highness or something like that.
Your Royal Highness.
Oh god, yeah.
It's really bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's only memorable because she like goes skinny dipping sort of in a waterfall.
But it turns out it's not even her.
Is that name her? Okay.
It's a double. That's what I heard.
Yeah. It was Alison Brie.
And the Franco guy.
Yeah, the Franco guy's in that one.
The other Franco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Your Highness. Yeah, she was in that.
Mm-hmm. Who's the other two guys in the movie?
Seth Rogen and
is it James Franco?
No, I'll say yes. It's Michael Cera, isn't it? I think Matt's looking it up.
I'm looking it up right now here. Let's see.
I know, he kind of dropped off the planet, didn't he?
James Franco, Danny McBride.
So it is James Franco.
Rasmus Hardkitter.
Well, she had the wrong Franco. That's the problem.
Oh, you know who else was in that movie? Justin Theroux. And Zooey Deschanel.
Oh.
So.
You know, you look at the cast and think, okay, that's got to be a great movie. It's terrible.
Yeah. Dude. Michael Cera hasn't done shit.
Well, he was trending on Twitter the other day. The
last thing I remember him in was that poker movie with the redhead woman. Molly's Game. Molly's Game is the last thing I remember Michael Cera being in.
No, you know, he was trending on Twitter last week. People were saying, and they kept saying, he's not dead. that's what the Twitter thing. Because when I first saw it, I said, all right, because when you see someone trending on Twitter, you think, okay, they're dead or they did something illegal.
But yeah, I tend to think most actors' shelf life is 10 years anyway, of like when they're actually in the mainstream. And then after that,
well, most of them, yeah.
Unless you're Tom Cruise or like someone who has their own production company.
My close personal friend.
You're close with them,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, like my wife, she put on this movie the other day and she was like, oh, you know, this is new on Netflix and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is an older movie. And she's like, no, it is? And I was like, yeah. It's got Janine Garofalo in it. Like, this is from the 90s. And I
you
know.
Said, you said James Earl Jones is Darth Vader, right?
No, I didn't go there.
She knew.
Probably. She's been around the Star Wars stuff with the kids long enough now that they pretty much.
When is she going to be on the podcast?
I don't think ever. She's kind of a hard pass, though. She's kind of in the Jack Gladfelter line of guests.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Just saying. I mean, I might have Dave on there before I have Jack.
Oh, yeah, fuck Dave.
I think my wife might go on before I do.
Nice.
Oh, she'll get a post. She'll get a poster.
I'll tell you though, she actually has a very, very good podcasting voice. Like she is very well put together when it comes to doing.
So should we replace you? Is that what we're saying?
She might be a better.
Better.
Yeah. See. A few different podcasts, you know, as a guest for interviews and stuff, and I listened. I'm like, Jesus Christ, she's good. Better than me.
Well,
I don't take much. Yeah.
Damn.
Jinx.
Yeah. Damn. Well, anyway, I don't know how much longer this extension can last. You know,
we didn't talk about someone hanging himself in a jail cell when he's on suicide watch.
Do we really have to talk about that? I mean,
how the fuck did that happen?
Okay,
he was killed.
Here's the thing that upsets me the most about it is that all the news can talk about now is his death, as opposed to bringing the focus back onto a subject that we've been very passionate about.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is someone's trying to keep, because I put on Twitter, I said, someone got paid to keep him quiet. It's without a fact. I mean, I hate to get political, but I said,
When I saw it,
I said, you gotta fucking be kidding me. Mm-hmm. How the fuck does something like this happen? This guy should have been not in a cell, he should have been in protective custody so he could let us know who these fuckers were. Who were going to the Sin Island and doing these terrible things? I go, he should have been protected, but no, he was killed. I believe he was killed. It's no conspiracy. He was killed.
Mm-hmm.
To keep quiet.
All right.
Yes.
Well, let's not go down any conspiracies.
No, but I'm just saying just to me, I was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah. Right. I agree with you, but. My frustration lies in the fact that it's taking away from.
I agree.
The focus is all about his death and not about like the horrible fucked up things. And let's keep the focus on that and bringing the rest of these assholes to justice.
Now I did hear there could be videos out there.
Right.
So if that's the case, then we don't need this asshole to be alive. So we find out. But anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up.
It pisses me off. So. Makes me sick.
Someone like that is just like,
Some of the things I've read, it's really vile and just disturbing that people do such horrible things.
Yeah.
And treat people like cattle, possessions that they can just use, abuse, and throw away.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
But
it's like listeners who don't send people posters and maps.
As Chris just wanted to point out, when you click on the chat window, it reminds you that the comments are being recorded too.
Shit,
they are.
Fuck.
It's not like it saves that in a caption.
The chat comments are they're recorded.
Well, yeah, they're recorded.
But no one's seeing them because it's a.
But they live somewhere, Jack. Just saying. They live somewhere, and this guy right here has the power to unleash them.
All right, so
whomever they want.
So we need to have a 24-hour watch on Matt. Is what you're saying?
No, they're not that bad. Jeez,
Matt, you're gonna have to go to bed today without a bed sheet.
I will say the comments that we have had in the chat today have been tame. Compared to I thought you were gonna say taint,
so I prefer you saying tame.
They've been pretty PG.
Yeah.
Nick has been on his best behavior.
That's true.
Okay. I was gonna try to take that taint comment somewhere else, but I'll pass.
No, Matt, where were you gonna go?
Where are you gonna go with that taint?
I don't know.
Where are you going with your dirty mind, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but a G-spot.
Oh.
Taint nothing but a G-spot.
Baby.
Okay, on that note.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Sorry this one is a lot shorter than last week.
Is it, though?
That's what she said.
I guess it is. Yeah, it is.
Second date, Nick.
You know what impressed your date, the girl you're dating?
What?
A nice map of the
G-spot.
Stars.
Hey, you want to look at my Star Wars land map? You don't like Star Wars?
Yeah.
I assume you'd talk like that.
Here's the trench run.
I really, really hate Siri sometimes. My Siri is way too gung-ho.
Sensitive.
It is a very sensitive Siri. Records all conversations. So, anyway, great show, kids. Second in a million, I guess. Extension. We have anything else to add? No?
Nah.
Blow this puppy. Okay.
I'm done.
Who wants to blow a puppy? What's wrong with you?
That's